Welcome to Life Talk, a series of thought-provoking podcasts specifically developed to thoroughly enrapture, dynamically expand, and potentially enrich your life by challenging your heart. And now, here's Craig.
Sometimes we carry it all. You know, there's something that's different between ownership and viewing things as on loan. Have you ever thought about ownership versus being on loan? Maybe not at least in the way that I'm thinking about it here. Ownership versus seeing things in our lives as being on loan to us are poles apart. Each has a radically different impact in our lives. There's a great weight to ownership. We often assume a gradual ownership of whatever it is that we're doing. There's a transition from doing something to owning it. Often that transition is so subtle that we move from doing something to owning it without even knowing that the transition took place. Yet the impact of the transition is profound whether we're aware of the transition or not. At the outset, what was simply a task that we took on becomes something that we have come to own instead. We typically take on this exaggerated sense of ownership because we've allowed whatever this thing is that we're doing to somehow define us. It's not about a task anymore, not even close. Now it's about our identity, our sense of self, our worth, our value, our reputation, or our sense of competency among other innumerable things. It's no longer about the goal of contemplating a particular objective. It's what the completion of the objective says or does not say about us. Who we are hinges on it. We grant it a massive amount of power to define us and to determine just how much we're really worth as people. It's no longer a task. It's become an extension of us. So we move to the point of owning it because the contemplation and completion of whatever it is has become critical to how we view ourselves. Simply playing a role may not give us adequate power to ensure success. Owning it gives us a whole lot more leverage to force whatever it is we're doing to success so that we're a success, or so we think. And if we end up being successful, owning something makes the success about us, or so it appears. Owning something and simply carrying out a task are two entirely different things. The carrying out of a task holds us accountable to completing the task. It's about getting the job done, of achieving a particular goal and bringing something to a conclusion. It's about recognizing that we have a defined place and a clear role in something along with others who also have a place and a role. It's about completion of a task in some sort of joint cooperative effort that leads to an ultimate conclusion. When it's done, our job is over. On the other hand, when we own something that's not ours to own anyway, we not only assume responsibility for the completion of the task, but we also assume responsibility for the repercussions of all the stuff related to the task itself. The implications are massive. We take on everything. We own the completion of the task, everything involved in the task itself, as well as all the sordid repercussions of the task. The size of the whole thing becomes absolutely enormous. We walk around weighed down with something that's not ours to carry, bearing all the implications of ownership when in reality we don't own any of it anyway. And what moves us to assume ownership of what's not ours to own is typically the sense that whatever we're doing defines us. Therefore, we have to own it in order to have sufficient power to absolutely ensure that whatever this is, it's successful. Well, you know, we might ask, what do we actually own? That's a philosophical kind of question that's bounced around by many. I would like to think that in reality, we own nothing. Possession and ownership are two very different things. We can possess many things, yet own nothing. Ownership implies that we hold something permanently, that it's exclusively ours alone. As Job says in the Old Testament, Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart. There's no ownership in that. If there were ownership in the truest sense of the word, these things would somehow go with us as part of our belongings. From the womb to the grave, we possess many things, but there's no permanence in the possession. In other words, we take nothing with us. As Queen Elizabeth I put it, all my possessions for a moment of time. We don't own, we possess. And that possession is only for a moment. I want to suggest to you that ownership is actually inferior. Ownership typically implies that we manage things for our sake, to enhance our security, to achieve our goals, to insulate us from whatever we feel we need insulating from, and to maximize our comfort. It means that we utilize these resources with the intended outcome of our bottom line, whatever we determine that to be. Ownership results in a specific style of management that is focused on our gain and maximizing our profit through the use of these resources. Any benefit to others is siphoned off through whatever we've gained. I also want to suggest that there is something better in having things being on loan. Ideally, when we possess things as being on loan rather than owning them, we manage them entirely differently. First, we manage out of the belief that we have a responsibility and are accountable to whatever and whoever loaned these things to us. Second, we manage in a manner that makes the most of the things themselves, that maximizes the things that have been loaned to us simply for their sake and out of our respect for the privilege we have to enjoy them. Third, we manage to benefit others to whom these things will someday be loaned as they eventually pass from us to them. In ownership, what we own in reality owns us. You may want to think about that. Our lives tend to increasingly revolve around the collecting, managing, maintaining, and protecting of what we own. Our lives are given over to this massive management task, and ultimately we become consumed in the task. That's not something that's really thought about all that much, because we embrace the illusion that we're in control, yet we're not. In viewing things as being on loan to us, we're freed from the chains of ownership. We're about the business that is of management out of responsibility to whomever or whatever loaned these things to us, to make the most of whatever's been loaned to us, and to manage these things in order to pass them on because we can't hold them anyway. Doing these very things implants within us a wonderfully strong sense of identity, as well as generating a profound sense of worth and value. Who we are and what our worth is becomes entirely manifest and repeatedly affirmed when we live this way. In the end, the very things that we sought by seizing ownership are fully met by simply possessing and actively managing everything as being on loan. You know, it's an entirely freeing and wonderfully fulfilling way to live.
Thank you for joining us for Life Talk. For further information or additional resources, please visit www.craiglpc.com.